constantly make adjustments of the way the camera is pointed and the way the telescope is pointed so that it stays right on the object that you're taking a picture of. And I think something very similar needs to be going on with these lasers.
Yeah, I believe so. I know Psyche has a system where they I think it's almost like a findoscope. I think it was Psyche. And they transmit down, and then the receiver picks that, you know, on Earth picks that up, and it knows, you know, it fine-tunes it by finding that that signal. And then once they do, they lock in, and then they're able to do the transmission, I believe so. Anyway, back to you.
That's one thing I would like to understand. If the Earth is in the opposite direction, let's say NASA, whatever, unless they have different stations, how that would be done. It would have to be done instantaneously, I would think, or constantly, because the Earth is constantly moving. So I have to look into that. It's very fascinating. Thank you, guys.
Earth is going around the sun at over 60,000 miles per hour. You know, there's no stopping the motions of what's going on up there. Before I leave, I just want to mention that there is a launch this Thursday. Hopefully, SpaceX is going to be able to launch their Starship. They call it Starship number 12. To space. It's not going to go into orbit, but it's supposed to be a brand new version of their Starship. A lot of improvements, you know, for the booster and for the Starship itself that sits on top. You know, this thing's like, you know, it's over 400 feet. It's like launching a 40-story building. It's 27 feet in diameter. It's like a 40-story building, and that's going to launch from Boca Chica, Texas. And the idea is to check everything out, see if the upgrades have worked. They don't plan on catching the booster. That's going to take a dive into the Atlantic Ocean. Starship is going to go out to the Indian Ocean, somewhere near Australia, and it's going to come down vertically into the water. Before it does, though, it's going to do some things that they want to try. They have these test satellites, they're dummy satellites. And last flight, I think they launched like 8 of them. Mechanism worked. Now they don't trust it. Now they're going to do 20 of them. 20 dumb satellites that do nothing. It wouldn't pay to be real satellites because they're not getting up to orbital velocity with this thing. Basically, a suborbital flight. You know, it's going to go up and it's going to come down. They're going to launch 22 of these satellites with 20 dummies, but the other two are interesting. They do have cameras on board, so when they move away from the Starship, you're going to be able to look back at the Starship and look at their tiles and all the equipment that's on the outside. Maybe they can zoom in on a couple of their antennas or something. And so they'll have like live transmission of Starship as it's flying, you know, on the way to its death knell into the Indian Ocean. But we'll try to follow that. 6:30 Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. And they have a couple of windows that they could go. I think 3 or 4 different days they could go in case there's a delay. And hopefully not, though. And they rebuilt the launch pad, and they've tested all kinds of stuff, so they're predicting that this one's going to work. And even so, not going into orbit, and it's number 12, number 13. I heard the plan is still not to go into orbit with that. Maybe 14, they're looking at 14. You know what, I remember when they were talking about, oh, number 6, yeah, that's gonna go into orbit. You know how long ago that was. Any comments before we close? WS2M.
Well, I hope it doesn't blow up. More debris.
Thing I heard when I heard, new design. Oh, no. You know, their idea of testing is not, you know, I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of testing the best they can, but, you know, not like what NASA does. You know, they test every little molecule, I think, before they put it together on a spaceship. Even then, they might have a problem. SpaceX, this looks good. Oh, that looks good. And let's put it all together now and blast away and see. If it don't work, so what? We got enough money, we'll launch another one. I think that's their philosophy. I hope not.
Well, I told you why the previous, launches exploded, didn't I?
I'm waiting for this. I know it doesn't have to do with needles.
Well, basically, they had different flight controllers, and each flight controller said, what does this red button do?
Very good, Ryan. All right, we're gonna turn this back to Roy. We went a few minutes late, but that's okay. The repeater will be able to go back to normal operations very shortly. We'll get on tomorrow night, hopefully, with the info net for Limock, and that's at 8:30, followed by a Slap and Shop, followed by Radio Newsline, and right now, followed by me, is Roy, AC2GS, WS2N. Thanks for doing all this. Back to you, Roy.
One quick comment. The laser communicates at 260 megabits per second. I'm researching it now. Thank you very much, Paul. And Roy, thank you for everything that you do, as usual. Appreciate it. Been fun. Take care.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you can have a lot of fun reading all about that. I know I did as well. 73, Roy.
Okie doke. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the BaseNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I thank you all. I hope you'll be able to join us next week when we do it all over again. Let me leave you with some wise words from some wise men. Our own Dick, K2IW, always would ask technical men for the advice to be kind to each other. And I always like to mention good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so wide open that your brains fall out. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe, be well, and if you possibly can, please try and join us next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we do this all over again. This is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraine.
All right, gentlemen, have a very good night, and everybody else that's listening, thank you for participating. This is KF2CC clearing.
2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
okay listening.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.